It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. And as always, we're joined this morning by Representative Christine Watkins for a legislative update. Got a lot that's kind of coming up to, we're getting ready to get out of appropriations. We're going to talk about that. She had her drinking water bill is moved on. Daylight savings time is out there one more time, and then we wanted to touch base and talk about a medical billing bill that, it's interesting because I've even had it happen to me. So we're going to talk all of those things with her. Representative Watkins, thank you so much. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
So let's start right out of the gate, and you said that today is really the last day of appropriations committees. So let us know, we talked about it briefly before, what does an appropriation committee do?
Well, there's, I think, nine of us, the committees. I'm the chair, the House chair of the Business, Economic Development, and Labor Committee. So we deal with a number of state entities as well as the arts and museums and great projects that go on throughout the state. We have natural resources. They deal with all the things that need to be funded for agriculture and all of the things that go in with agriculture, ranching, farming, animals, et cetera. And we have higher education. We have public education. So we have all of these committees, and everybody is assigned to a committee when they sign make a request for an appropriation. So today is the day that we'll have all the people in the audience finding out whether their request was given money or not.
And we talked about it last week. There were a couple of projects here that are in our area, and we'll talk about those later in the week when the final results come out. How's that sound?
Yes, we will. That'd be great.
All right. Now, next up, let's talk about your drinking water bill. Kind of briefly tell and remind people what it was all about and tell us how the status is of that right now.
Well, this was the director of the drinking water division for the state of Utah came to me and asked me to run this bill. He's new, been on the job just about a year. But he's had previous experience in another state, so he knows this drinking water. But he said, we do not have the capacity with boots on the ground to do the things that we need to do, approve new water systems, approve ones that have been changed. They have to test water every year or every 3 years and send it off to the EPA and the federal government, and help communities plan if they're going to, do they have the water capacity to grow? So around this bill, had some bumps in the road, got it on the floor yesterday, just sailed through. So we're creating a special account, and $1.5 million will go into it from the general fund, and it will help support him to hire people or contract out what needs to be done.
And as you were saying to me, the important part about this is if we don't take care of it, the federal government will step in and do it for us. And we really, as we've said, they've got their hands in enough stuff. We don't need them in one more thing, right?
Absolutely. We trust our people, and the big key word there is our people. So, yep.
So that's one thing we need to look for. And you said it's on the Senate side now.
Yes, I don't expect a lot of pushback now. The bill's really, really good the way it's written. So I'll be starting to present it in committee on probably this week.
All right, we'll keep an eye out for that one. And then I chuckled when you brought it up because it seems like every year this thing comes up because somebody wants to discuss it and wants to do it. Daylight savings time. There is another daylight savings time bill out there. And I can't remember, you said it was either last year or the year before. One passed, but we needed five other states to go along before we would do it. Well, there's five other states that are willing to do it now, and so you have a member that is looking to push the subject on this, isn't they? Aren't they?
Yes, it's a senator, and he said, listen, they've said we should have some state sovereignty, and we need to stand up and say we're the state. We're the ones that want to do this, And like he said, the federal government right now is really good at being outraged and doing nothing. So let us take over as a state. Let us do this. And what he wants to do is go daylight savings all the time. And we've been doing it, he said, like 106 years or something. And he said, let's try it the other way for 106 years. So it hasn't hit the House yet. He's got to get it through the Senate. But it is. I'm not kidding. I even get emails all the time about the issue of daylight savings time. So it is an issue.
Well, and I can't see both sides of it. It's just, that's just the way that I was raised, and maybe that's where it comes from. I don't know. But, you know, I can't see anybody that would be pro or con on this one. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh, yes, but there are people who are pro or con, and they're very opinionated about it.
So we'll keep an eye on that one. And then let's spend the last little bit here discussing this medical billing situation in the bill. And as I said, I've actually had this happen to me. It was probably about 18 months after services were rendered, and then I got a bill. And at that point, like you said, it had already gone to collections. So let's talk about this for just a moment.
Well, it's House Bill 116, Representative Mike Winder, and it's called Medical Billing Amendments, and that's addressing exactly what you just said. You go in, go to the doctor's office, have surgery, whatever, and you think everything's taken care of. You really legitimately do. It's not like you're trying to walk away from a bill, and you don't receive anything. No one calls, and no one sends you a little bill in the mail. And a year, 2 years, 3 years, I had someone tell me that was 4 years. And it's in collections. It's too late to do anything about it, and it affects your credit score. And it just shouldn't be that way in today's world with technology and stuff. It should be something that can be done quickly. And so in his bill, we're giving them 120 days. And if it doesn't come to you within 120 days, then you don't have to pay it. So there was a lot of talk with all the medical people, and they finally said, okay, most of the time we can do this, and we'll make sure we're on it.
Well, and I understand that, you know, sometimes things fall through the cracks and that kind of stuff, but you know, 120 days, that's giving them 4 months to get a bill to you. And even either that or even just to kind of send, and I don't know if this is part of it, even just to kind of send a notice saying, hey, you know what, we're compiling everything and you've got this coming at you.
Right. That would even work as long as you have received notice and you can address the issue. If you don't know and you don't have a chance to work with the medical provider, then that's not your fault. That falls on them.
All right. So there you have it. Those are some things that we need to keep an eye out for this week that's going on. And we're going to talk again. Once again, as I said, later in the week when we discuss it, we'll have an answer on all the Appropriations Committee things for our area. There were a couple of things. The Price Downtown area was one of them, I remember.
Right.
And I can't remember what the, was it Boys and Girls Club? Was that the other one?
Yeah. And actually, I didn't even know it was coming, but Helper City asked for some help with the river revitalization. So we had those, and of course, there are probably some others that were maybe went through Senator Hinkins' committee, so I'll take a look at those and see what we got or how far up the line we are, and let everybody know.
All right. Representative Christine Watkins, thank you so much for taking the time out with us, as you always do, to talk to us about what's going on up on the Hill. And I'm going to let you go and get to it now.
All right. Thank you. I'm headed to committee.
Thank you. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.